I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports. The Ithaca boys won last night over Lafarge, 64-48. Devin Imes scored 19. Sammy Clary with 16. He needed 8 to eclipse 1,000 points in his high school career, and he got that, double that last night. So 1,000 points. Congratulations to Ithaca senior Sammy Clary after 16 total in the game last night. In other boys basketball, there were a few games scheduled on Thursday night. Darlington was a victor against Cuba City, 77-58. Fenimore over Boscobel, 61-49. Iowa Grant topped Riverdale, 71-45. Highland, 69. Cassville, 36. Lancaster, 83-62 over Schulzburg. Luther, 58. Westby, 31. North Crawford by 10 over Kickapoo in boys basketball, 55-45. Platteville, 81. The Dells, 67. River Ridge, 67-18 over Benton. Seneca, 77. Wazika Steuben, 41. West Salem over Viroqua, 77-47. In girls basketball from last night, Richland Center lost a road game to Prairie du Chien, 66-22. Westfield over Sparta, 58-40. Wisconsin Dells, 61-25. Over Lake Mills, Mauston edged Reedsburg, 63-60. In dual meet wrestling last night, Ithaca Weston wrestled at Mauston, and they scored a win against New Lisbon, 60-18. They defeated Westby, 39-20. Mauston got the win against Ithaca Weston in that duel, 51-26. Wrestling action tonight, a Riverdale triangular from the SWAL. The Chieftains will host Boscobel and Darlington Blackhawk. The match begins at 5:15 this evening. There's boys basketball today. We'll be on the road at Fiserv Forum to cover Richland Center Baraboo boys and girls basketball. First game, the boys contest, starts at 2:15. I asked Coach Brian Poles of Richland Center about the team getting adjusted to the big arena.
It's important for the kids, you know, and we talk about this before warm-ups, just get your bearings in a bigger floor, but just the shooting backgrounds, there's more space. You have to get a feel for where you are on the floor, the different lines that are out there. Obviously, they're playing at a little bit different level, being able to pull up from an NBA three versus in high school. So that does play a role. I think the last couple of times we've played, we've handled it pretty well. You know, our focus is try to get that ball in the paint, and so that's going to continue to be the focus. Play inside out. And so hopefully that's minimized, but it's definitely a factor in the game.
I asked Brian about today's opponent, Baraboo.
Well, they're a little bit different team from years past. They lost a really, really good big man from last year. They had great size last year. They're not as big as they have been in years past, so they're going to be more perimeter-oriented. They've got three or four guards that are really good ball handlers. And they're going to want to get to the rim and then either play at the rim or get that kick out for they've got some good shooters. So it's going to be a little bit different than in years past. They play in a great league. They know how to play hard. And so, you know, we really look forward to the opportunity of playing this type of non-conference game because it helps us once we get into our conference.
The boys game at 2:15, and then the Richland Center girls will take on Baraboo around 4 o'clock, also at Fiserv Forum. I asked RC girls coach Jeremy Cooey about the chance to play in this arena.
Oh, the girls are excited. I mean, I'm excited for the girls to be able to have the opportunity to go to Milwaukee and play at Fiserv. It's going to be a great experience for the team, and hopefully something we can continue to do for years going forward.
I think that at this point, it's you play Baraboo, but it's just kind of an exhibition to just go out and have some fun, isn't it?
Well, it's an exhibition, but we're going there with the intent to win in the basketball game. every time we step on the court, our goal is to go win that basketball game. And so, you know, regardless of if it's Baraboo at Fiserv or Riverdale next Tuesday, we're going out to win the basketball game.
You can hear both games on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com this afternoon. Other boys' games tonight, New Lisbon at Lafarge, Belmont at Potosi, Reedsburg visits Toma as well. In girls' basketball, it's New Lisbon at Bangor, Hillsboro at Cashton, Nisita at Brookwood. Elsewhere, Highland at Judah, Lafarge Youth Initiative at Kickapoo. The Ithaca Bulldogs travel to Seneca, Reedsburg at Mount Horeb. Cuba City at Mineral Point. Also, Lancaster is at Platteville. Riverdale at Fenimore. Boscobel at Darlington. It's also River Valley traveling to Dodgeville in the Southwest Conference. And the opening of the season for the Richland Center wrestling teams, head coach Silas Coleman talked to me about how it's gone for the Hornets in the wrestling room.
It's been a good start to the season. We have a lot of new faces in there. Obviously, we graduated a slightly large class last year, so we have a lot of younger wrestlers in there. So it's just getting used to having a new dynamic in the room with that age there. But everyone's been working really hard, and I'm excited for what I've been seeing.
What are the numbers like so far, Silas?
Numbers are up a little bit from what I kind of predicted that we would have, but I think right now we're at about 20 to 23 wrestlers somewhere in there. Our girls team grew a little bit. We're up to 4 girls wrestlers this year, which is awesome. Numbers are looking really good. I'm excited for all that growth that we had.
I'm sure you're just ready for some competition. Where are you going to be wrestling first this year?
Yeah, so we're going to wrestle in Royal at the Royal Invite this weekend. It's a nice term to go to the beginning of the year just because then we can take our girls, our JV, and our varsity all in the same place. Kind of gives me the opportunity to see everybody instead of just hearing from the other coaches as we make it through the season. This is a good opportunity just to see everybody and still get a good competition under our belt.
Good luck to the Hornet wrestlers as they start the season tomorrow. Bowling scores from the Coffee Clutch League yesterday. Spare Parts had a 17-91, Three Aces 17-15, ILK a 16-24. Spare Parts 679, Three Aces 621, and a 591. Individual high series, Judy Skelly of 447, Pat Adams of 435, Judy Shireman of 432. Judy Skelly at the top game, a 191, Pat Adams 166, Judy Shireman with a 163, and Cheryl McNerland had a 5-7 split pickup in Coffee Clutch Bowling. From the All-Star League, Advanced Pump and Well with a 28-63 series. The Misfits at 27-81. Hammer Time at 27-71. Turbo's Bar and Grill a 9-87. Advanced Pump and Well a 9-81 game. And Morris Heating and Cooling a 9-56. Top series, Jason Gerner 150 over average with a 7-74. Lucas Lindvig a 6-89. Marty Johnson a 6-79. Top game, Lucas Lindvig a 277, Jason Gerner a 268, Marty Johnson had a 267, third best game. Ryder Cannon bowled a 566, 101 over average. On the state scene, Detroit kicker Jake Bates kicked a game-winning 35-yard field goal as time ran out, giving the Lions a 34-31 victory over the Packers. It was a back-and-forth game with both teams holding the lead at least twice. The winning kick was set up by a gutty decision by Detroit coach Dan Campbell to go for it on fourth down in the closing seconds. Packers running back Josh Jacobs scored 3 touchdowns and topped 1,000 yards rushing for the season. Green Bay's record falls to 9-4 with its next game set for December 15th in Seattle. Here's Coach Matt LaFleur.
Thought our guys did a good job coming out the second half, kind of getting the momentum by going down, scoring a touchdown, hitting the big play to Christian, then defensively getting the takeaway and converting that into points. But ultimately, I thought we just started, especially on the offensive side of the ball, too slow. I mean, we go punt, punt, fumble, then we score a touchdown.
In college basketball last night, Penn State was a winner over number 8 Purdue, 81-70. The Bucks get a key piece to the lineup back tonight when they play the game at Boston. Chris Middleton will play against the Celtics after missing the first 21 games of the season. The 33-year-old veteran has been working his way back from off-season surgery on both ankles. The 6'7" NBA All-Star rejoins the Milwaukee team that has won 7 of its last 8 games. When the Badgers travel to Milwaukee to play Marquette Saturday, the game will feature 2 squads ranked in the top 25. This will be the first time in 12 years for that to happen. The Golden Eagles are rated 5th in the latest AP poll, and Wisconsin is 11th. Both teams trying to bounce back after their first loss of the year. Tip-off will be at 12:30 tomorrow as they get set for the action at Fiserv Forum. I'm Phil Nee. That's an update on WRCO's Friday Morning Sports.